Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Friday. Today's tax day, folks. April 15th.
Oh, my gosh, it is. I totally forgot.
I know. I did, too, until I read Facebook this morning. And I'm like, shit, it's the last day, and I have to do it. Why do people leave it to the last? Why do I leave it to the last minute?
So you haven't done it yet?
No, I haven't done it yet. So I'm going to do like an extension, like most of the people are going to do. At least it buys you some time. But for crying out loud, I had 4 months to do it. You know, and I don't do it. I mean, because I have a million other things to do.
Right.
I procrastinate things that I don't like to do.
I know. You know? Me too. I think it's like human nature.
I know. So people say, well, give it to an accountant to do. But you know what? I can't, because when you know how to do it and you do it yourself, you want to be in control of everything. You want to understand what happens in your tax return. So, and I'm like, and they're going to charge me like $1,000 or something. I can do it myself in about a couple hours.
Yeah, so
but where's the couple hours? I haven't found them in 4 months.
You're braver than I am. I'm like, take it away, accountant.
Yeah, no, that's true. But you have to understand, I have an accounting background.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm able to do it.
It only makes sense.
Yeah, right? So I can't justify spending $1,000 or more.
No, I wouldn't either if I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, and it's corporate stuff too, so it takes a lot more money and time, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So how you doing, Kelsey?
I'm good.
Yeah, you're looking great and happy and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we took a day off yesterday, folks. We didn't have a guest, and I was extremely tired.
Yeah.
So I knew when I was going to bed, I'd be tired, so I already sent you a text that night. But that was cool. But the funny thing is, last night I woke up in the middle of the night. It was very windy, right? Was it windy where you were too?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, in the corridor, it's even worse.
Yeah, right? Because it's all high rises. But yeah, so this morning, all of last night, really, we've had very strong winds here in LA. And so I think I left the windows open, and I think the noises kind of woke me up and stuff.
That would be bad.
But what I realized is my clock was wrong. And in the middle of the night, I realized that, half asleep. And I realized there was a power outage probably, and my clock was slow. So I thought, how lucky I am to have gotten up to catch this, because I would have been late for the show if I hadn't gotten up by the clock.
Right, but don't you set your phone alarm?
No. I did that time. I did last night after I saw that, and I thought, I'm not adjusting this correctly. I'm still half asleep.
Right.
I'm not getting this right, so I'll adjust the phone as well, too, which I did.
Oh, see, now I wish I could still sleep late. I can nap like an Olympic champion, but I cannot sleep late.
Yeah.
Like, I get up at about 6, 6:30 every day.
And regardless of when you go to sleep?
Yep.
Really?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Wow. Not me, but I used to be like that. But you know, Kelsey, I mean, it's like I spend days upon days building up fatigue, and then I need to catch up.
That's a little different if I'm like, you know, a week. Yeah, exactly.
If you, I mean, if you're tired, I'm sure if you got some permission to sleep in, you would. But I'd love to be able to get up at 6:30. Just that I go to sleep so late, it's almost 6:30 by the time I get to bed.
Oh.
So.
I don't know about that.
But at any rate, in a few minutes, we're going to bring in our guest. We have a gorgeous guest here.
We do.
And we're lucky to have her. She seems like a lot of fun. And it turned out you know her also.
I know. So small world.
What a small world, you know. But it's very cool. There was something I wanted to catch up on. And I don't know that I want to talk about it, so I won't talk about it. I'll tell you after the show.
All right.
All right?
Juicy.
Yeah, juicy stuff. So, and there was a debate in New York last night. I did not watch. Did you watch it?
Oh, my gosh,
all?
I didn't either.
Yeah, I know. Who cares, right?
I mean, I know. It's a Democrat, I'm kind of over it. It's like...
I know, me too. And we still got like 5 months, 6 months until, you know?
And it's so funny because I know I should be watching it, but...
But, you know, I think it's like voter fatigue. I think after a while you just get... I mean, it's been going on for almost a year now.
Exactly.
You know, all the campaigning and everything. and every day. And after a while, you just go, wow, you know.
It's like, oh, I'm exhausted.
And you wonder how those candidates have all this energy to keep going every day.
I don't know.
You know?
Lots of coffee, I guess.
I know. I don't know why anybody would want to run for office, man. It's crazy. Your whole life is laid out in front of the world and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they get some nice perks, though.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Are you working this weekend or are you going to take a break?
I am. I'm actually going to Orange County after this because I have like a final audition for this to be like this ambassador for this fitness company, which is really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
Wow.
So I'm heading there after this. And yeah. I also like every excuse to kind of get out of the city, you know?
LA. I don't blame you.
So
you get to do that a lot.
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, by the beach and San Diego and all those places.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that and then doing a little shooting Sunday. And then I believe tomorrow is kind of relaxed though.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm planning to dust off my bike and start riding. And
I want to see pictures because we've been talking about this forever.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I know. But since you've been here, it hasn't been summer, so I haven't been really able to ride.
Exactly.
It's been cold, right?
Yeah.
And I've been putting it off too. But now, and I told you I don't like to carry it on the rack and everything because I'm afraid it's going to fall. So, but now I have an SUV. I can stick it inside and I don't have to worry about it. So, because I like going biking on the beach,
it's
you know.
Nice.
So now I'm going to start doing that. So I went and bought a bike pump, you know, air pump for tires because it's been sitting around for a few months. The air's out. And so I bought one online in Amazon. It comes in. I'm like excited. Great. Let me fill my tires and go ride, right? Well, you know what? The frigging thing doesn't work. It's like, you know, I'm trying to attach it. Doesn't attach. I mean, it seems like a cool thing, right? But it's not at all.
Friggin'
I'm
worthless you, piece of shit.
Worthless piece of shit. And suddenly the old Sam came out.
Oh,
I took the friggin' thing and just broke it with my hand.
You did not.
I took it, started banging it on the couch. I'm like, fuck this shit.
Oh my God.
I've had it with this. And you know what? I used to be like that.
Really?
I used to have more of a temper. Like yeah. I'm very relaxed now. But I don't know why. Because you know what it is? I think it's when technology does this to people. Because what happens is whatever you're using doesn't work and you think it's you. And it becomes very stressful because it's like, how can I be so stupid that I can't figure this out? This happens a lot with computers and devices and things like that,
sure.
Right? But can happen with air pumps too, for crying out loud. So so much for buying a $10 pump on Amazon that looked cool. But I'm going to go to the bike store today and just buy one.
Try it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Make sure it works.
Have them show me how it works or whatever. But no, I'm certainly going to start doing that because, you know, I love the outdoors. I really do.
Yeah.
And we don't get a lot of it here, you know. So I need to go more often and stuff. And we'll see, you know. Maybe I'll connect with someone next week. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the angels know something we don't.
Right. They always do.
Yeah, maybe he's not telling everything.
You're not. I know it.
Yeah,
you
know I'm hiding something.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear.
Yeah. Well, all I know is that when some people I know in radio talk about all their dates and everything on the shows, you know, and it's like, who would want to go out with someone who's going to lay it all out the first date, you know?
Well, you're very right about that.
You know?
I mean, even I personally think that it's best to generally keep that to yourself because, yeah, as a woman or as a man, if the lady's the host, I mean, you wouldn't want everything being discussed.
Right, exactly, you know? So, so you got to be careful in what you talk about, you know? When you just meet someone at a bar or a club or something, it's okay to talk about it, you know? Or if nothing comes out of it. But when you have grand plans, you know, you got to be careful, you know? So we'll see. But it's time to play the chaser, you know?
Yeah,
that's what women want, right? They
want to
be chased.
Totally.
Court me.
Yeah.
Seduce me.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's what they want. That's what we'll give them.
Oh, my God. I was at the farmer's market the other day, and I'm like, buy me some damn flowers. You never buy me flowers. He was like...
Oh, my
he's
God.
He's like, fine.
Yeah. women and their demands sometimes.
I know.
It's like you want us to read your minds, you know? But that's the thing. I think the safest thing is like when you're in a relationship, always bring her something. It's never going to be a bad time.
Isn't that
right?
True? Yeah.
Yeah, just always get her something and you win points.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're making deposits into the Goodwill account.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, enough bullshit for one morning. We're going to bring in our guest now. We have a very special guest in the studio. And you contacted me on Facebook. Were we friends on Facebook before that?
Hi, my name is Tatiana Diktar.
Yes. Oh, actually, you contacted me through the station's page, not the personal one. So it's not like she was hitting on me or anything. She wanted an interview, and she wrote to LA Talk Radio.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I actually happen to know Kelsey from before. We have done an interview for the same show like a year and a half ago.
Yeah. But you didn't know that when you contacted us and everything. You just,
I did not.
You just
heard, when I first heard her name, I was like, I meet a lot of people in the industry, so I wasn't sure, you know, like about, you usually remember them by the first name because that's the name that you call out.
Right.
And I wasn't sure about the name because, you know, like I know several Kelseys.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, I might know her. So when I checked out her picture, I'm like, oh, sure enough, I remember that beautiful face.
Cool.
Oh, thank
you. For those of you wondering who the beautiful voice is Tatiana, and watch how I get her last name, right? Diktar. Right?
Pretty much.
Pretty close?
Gosh.
Pretty much,
Diktar?
Yeah.
You say it.
That's the closest that
you've ever heard, right?
Yeah.
I know, because
Diktar.
I know. Diktar?
Diktar, yeah.
Oh, Diktar. Okay, so we don't really pronounce the Y. It's not Diktar, it's Diktar.
Diktar.
Okay,
oh, okay.
Diktar.
Yeah.
Diktar. Okay, great. Well, I'm pretty close, right?
Yeah, you guys.
I mean, but
definitely.
Yeah. Well, so where are you originally from?
Originally, I come from St. Petersburg, Russia.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, how cool.
A really beautiful city. I don't know if you've ever been.
No, I've never been. This was Leningrad before, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I highly suggest go during the summer.
Yeah. Huh?
I've never been either.
It's very cold in Russia.
Yeah. Have you been back since you've been in LA?
I have. Almost every summer.
Oh, nice.
I haven't been back during the winter. I don't know. I might be too. I might be a bit of a softie after LA.
Exactly. It softens you up to the inclement weather, definitely.
Yeah. Well, welcome to LA. How long have you been here now?
Thank you. I've been here for several years now.
Oh, so it's home for you.
Yeah, this is home. I totally cannot imagine living anywhere else anymore. So
yeah.
So I hope that the debates are going to go well and this is going to be still a wonderful place for all of us.
Yeah.
I know, huh? And I mean, if you could participate in the elections now, do you have a favorite?
I don't want to say anything. I'm not going to say anything bad about any candidates.
So just say who you like.
But I definitely feel like the things that I hear Bernie Sanders say, that's what I feel connected with, because like just my general outlook in life is I love to see people united. I love to see people respecting each other. I love to see, you know, like the spirit of union, you know, like it's just how I was raised and the values of my family. There was never any prejudice in my family against anybody of any background, whether it's gender, religion, age, or, you know, like race, you know, based. So like I was raised to love all and respect all people
equally. And do you think he's going to unite people?
Well, that's the ideas that he stands behind.
Right.
And he's been doing it for years now. I mean, he's got a track record of over 30 years of saying the same things. Like, I believe he even got arrested for, you know, like some activities, like standing up for human rights. And I'm like, well, that's the kind of guy that I want to see.
Right, exactly.
Like, leading.
Plus, it's more similar to the to Russia than it is to America. Maybe it seems more familiar to you, do you think?
I don't think because it's similar to any country in the world right now.
No, not right now, but when he comes into power, it's going to look different. And let me ask you this. How does it unite people when you take from the rich and give to the poor?
Well, the thing is, the way I understand it, we might not understand everything that he's proposing correctly because, I mean, who has time? Like, I have a busy life, right? So I don't really honestly have time to go in depth, in detail into his campaign. That's what his team does. You know, like, they go in depth into those subjects. But what I understand from what I see online, you know, like, every now and then I poke my nose in it because, I mean, I live here, so I care.
Yeah, and it interests you, which is cool,
sometimes I poke my nose in it and I see something like as far as I understand, he's not after the individuals, he's after the corporations. Because I saw some information online about, you know, like the large amounts of money being stored in offshore accounts and stuff like that.
Yeah, totally.
So I think this is where he wants to take the money, which is the taxpayers' money anyway to begin with.
Yeah.
What, the corporate money is taxpayers' money?
Well, yeah. I mean, did you ever buy a can of Coke?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
What?
Like, I mean, corporations, they sell you stuff that allows them to make money off
of
you. But if that money doesn't go back to that same country.
Okay, but we're not talking about illegal things now. We're talking about, let's say, legal corporations.
That's perfectly legal, though.
No, but corporations that don't do that, let's say, for example, right? Why be, adverse to their ability to make money? I mean, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with the corporation when they provide a service, they spend billions of dollars on research and development? Why not come out with that's what capitalism is all about. You know, you don't take from people just because they make more, you take more from them. And it's not only corporations, it's going to be tax brackets. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, this is a Robin Hood kind of a thing, and I don't subscribe to it. You don't take money from people that worked hard and give it to people that don't work hard. And that's what he's suggesting. But you know what, Tatiana? I don't want to talk about politics because you're here for other things.
Absolutely.
We want to find out about you and the hell with politics anyway. I don't care. When people about politics come in here, we'll talk to them about politics. But Tatiana, you're an actress model. I also see music and poetry on your website.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have been writing poetry since childhood.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I started writing poetry in Russian, my native tongue, and then I switched to English a few years later.
Wow. So you learned English in Russia already, right? You must have. I mean, you have very good English.
Right, it's really good.
Most people in Russia are bilingual one way or another. Some speak three languages. Like, I used to speak four languages, but unfortunately, if you don't use it, you lose it. So my first language was not English, actually. It was German back in school.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't in love with the language. You know, like sometimes you just fall in love with the language and then it just sticks with you. That was English for me. Like I loved the language since I was a kid. I kid you not. Like
Everybody does, but I think it's from the movies, from the music, right? From things like
that.
Because, I mean, look, the thing is this, I don't care. Kids anywhere in the world love American culture.
Sure.
They love English, they love the movies, they like the music and everything. You know, then they grow up and they hate America. But, you know, but what I'm saying is, but kids love everything about America, and American English is amazingly appealing to other cultures. You know, it's got something about it. It's not an offensive language. You don't have the ha and the rah.
Right?
It's a more like a softer language. That's in as much as the way it sounds. But the way it's structured, although there's a lot of idioms and things where you don't understand why they're like that, and they say that English is a difficult language to learn, but it's a great language. And people love it, you know, and that's why I think it's become the international language, you know, even before the internet, but especially after.
It definitely has a beautiful sound to it, I would say you're right. It's probably because I've listened to it when I was growing up and, you know, like with the music and everything, and fell in love with it. But anyways, then later on, same thing happened with me in Italian language.
Yeah?
I was absolutely in love with the sound of Italian. It's really melodic.
It is beautiful.
It's really melodic, isn't it? It's really romantic.
Yeah.
And I, at some point, was dreaming of living in Italy, and it just so happened that life brought me here. So,
Would you live in Italy if you could?
I would consider, but I mean, my life is here now. I really love living here. I love the country. I love the people. I love the spirit, you know.
Yeah.
It allowed me to really blossom into who I am.
And grow as a person. Yeah. And that's the thing about America. You can do that.
Yeah.
And that's why everybody comes here, you know. And everybody that's here, and especially people that were born here, have to be extremely grateful to have been born here, you know, because that's one thing we don't get to control or to choose is where we're born, you know. So if you're already here, you're very lucky, but you're also fortunate to be able to come here and be able to assimilate and be received by most people, you know, unless you're Donald Trump, but, you know, but otherwise people will receive you nicely here, you know. So you're an actress. Now, before you came, what did you do before you come out here when you were in Russia?
Well, I've, as far as career goes,
yes,
I've modeled since I was 14 years old. And I've done a bunch of other things along with that because, I mean, modeling is fun and everything, but it was never, like, enough for me. I'm a creative person. I'm
most models say that, right? I mean, you'd rather act or talk or do something rather than just pose.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was looking for any opportunity to express myself. I worked as a stylist. I worked as a makeup artist.
Oh, wow.
I worked as a photographer, as a graphic designer.
Wow.
I've done, you know, some work as a salesperson. I've done some work as a... I actually worked as a modeling agent in the agency in Russia. So I basically tapped into a lot of different things. And alongside those things, I was acting, but I didn't call myself an actress because I wasn't actually looking to act. People would find me and come to me and put me in TV shows and commercials. But that was basically because I was, you know, like a model that could act.
Exactly.
You know, they were looking for someone that was a model. And
they were looking for your look and stuff, and they just wanted you to be able to model.
So they came to my modeling agency, and they asked, like, direct questions, like, which one of your girls can act? And I was always, you know, like ever since the first time that I showed them that I can act, you know, like, my modeling agent was always pushing me forward, like, oh, this one can act.
Yeah.
So I ended up on some really big shows in Russia, and I was not even... you know, considering myself an actress, I was like, how is that? How does it happen like that? You're not even trying, and you're like, it just comes your way. So at some point I decided maybe that's my, you know, my journey. Maybe that's my path.
That's your destiny. And you also discovered early on in your life the big and important lesson that beautiful women have a lot of doors open to them without a lot of effort.
True.
But then you have to, of course, we're not saying you don't have to prove yourself, but at least the doors open.
The doors open, yes, absolutely. That does enable you to get places. However, when you get places, you do have to prove yourself. You do have to deliver. You do have to work hard. A lot of beautiful girls kind of fell short because they felt like they have, you know, like, sense of entitlement that just because they're pretty, everything is just going to fall into the right place.
And they take the path of the casting couch or something, right? Rather than be able to act, they just go to bed with a guy and it's like he gives her the role. But you're not, what I'm saying is, but these are, I think these are the people that can't act. I think these are the people that look for shortcut.
Not necessarily.
No?
Not necessarily. I think sometimes people just... I don't know, make mistakes? I don't know. I mean, but the general rule in life, you do have to invest your time and you do have to invest your energy into something that is important to you. You have to learn. You have to educate yourself. You know, sometimes people ask me, how do you feel about, you know, like going to a school, like a film school or an acting school? I'm like, I feel wonderful about it. Yeah, do it. Yeah. By all means, if you can, please do. If you can, buy a book, read a book. I don't know, like, educate yourself on the matter, on the subject. There's workshops. Go out there and learn. Right. Invest your time into something you believe in.
Right. So did you decide to invest your time in learning how to act and everything?
Absolutely.
Did you start that in Russia or did you wait till you got here to start that?
I started in Russia. I was actually blessed to take really good acting course at Len Film, which is like one of the biggest studios in Russia, kind of like Warner Brothers, for example, in United States, or Paramount. You know, like there's like two major studios in Russia: Mosfilm in Moscow and Lenfilm in St. Petersburg. So that's the one that I went to, and oh my god, I mean, they changed my life. I feel like even if I didn't choose to stay on that path, it just changes you so much. You know, like it makes you more of a social person. It helps you handle yourself better.
Wow.
It opens up new horizons. You know, it's just, it's amazing.
Sounds cool. Wow. For those of you joining us, we're talking to Tatiana Diktar. Right?
Did I say that? Yeah. You're doing so great. I'm so proud of you.
On the
all
money.
All it takes is to hear it once. That's all. I don't butcher names, but I need to know at least for the first time what it's like. I pronounced it too phonetically, I think. So I got too
much. It was beautiful, though.
Diktar.
Yeah. Sounded good.
Well, Diktar. So Tatiana Diktar, did you feel any time that the name might get in the way, or did you? No, I mean, I'm saying to us, to me, it's a beautiful name, but some people might say it's hard to pronounce. You know,
it's really hard to pronounce. I had a really funny situation on set once. A director that I was working with at the time gave me paperwork, and he said, "I spelled everything except for your last name. You're on your own, kiddo." It was so funny because he just like, I just gave up right away. So I was like, she'll do it.
Right. So tell people how they can find you. Go ahead and spell it for them. But I mean, I hate spelling like domain names because people don't ever remember anyway. But maybe you guys can visualize the name in your head and then you can look her up. But it's Tatiana Diktar, and it's Dekhtyar.
Correct.
And so if you guys look her up, and we'll also have links to your website and everything, so people can see all your photo gallery. You have a demo reel and the music. Let's talk a little bit about that. So you recorded some music too?
I've been tapping into that creative outlet a little bit. When I was a kid, I went to the music school, and I was actually an opera singer for a few years.
Oh, wow. Like professionally?
I don't know if you can call it professionally because I was a child.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I guess, you know, like, well, we were performing at the biggest stages of my city. So I guess on the current, you know, like level, being a child, it was the top that
it was
reach.
A big deal, I guess. Very
but
cool.
I don't know if you can call it professionally, because to me, professionally is something that you do like when you grow up,
right? And you make money.
It's technically anything you get paid for.
Exactly. If you get paid for it, until then it's a hobby.
So after that, I kind of went away from all that, but I kept writing songs, and I love to sing. And at some point, I just came across a really talented person. His stage name is Neil Jerome, and he offered me to record some of my music. Mm. So we teamed up. And
does he have a studio here in LA, or?
He used to have a studio here in LA. He actually moved to Europe.
Oh.
Yeah, but super talented guy. And yeah, we got to record some of the songs that I wrote.
Wow. Cool. Do you mind if we play one?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, let's. Yeah. You have a song called Tell Me, right?
Yes.
I just found that on your website. So tell us a little bit about this. I mean, you wrote the song?
Yeah, I wrote
You wrote the song. How old were you when you wrote it? Because you said you got into music early on, right? Were you very young when you were?
Yeah. I think this one I was 21 when I wrote that one.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, so let's hear a song by Tatiana. It's called Tell Me, and let's get a little idea of what music you like.
I'm not what I really look like. You got this taken. My heart.
This is awesome. This is awesome.
It's thank like so jamming.
It is, you know. And I mean, your voice, you have an amazing voice. Very strong voice. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Thank
yeah,
you so
I do
much.
Too.
So now, so you met Nell, and then you he did the arrangement and everything, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And did you guys have like a band, a studio?
He is band? A band.
Oh, he is the band. So he did most of it on the computer and
yeah,
or play his.
He is super talented and very very skilled musician. Mm-hmm. He plays almost any musical instrument. That, yeah. That.
Oh
that
wow!
You
so
can
he
think
just
of.
Played each of them and recorded them on a
yeah.
separate track.
Right.
And yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Like he's like insanely talented.
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, congratulations for meeting him. You know, I mean, that's cool when you're able to collaborate with people and everything. Wow, so a multi-talented guest we have here.
I know.
And she does acting and modeling and music and poetry. Wow. So what I mean, so what does it take for a guy to win over someone like you? I mean, you're like the perfect package for a guy. How do you choose?
Well, there's two things. There's get a girl and keep a girl. Those are
isn't
two different
true?
Things.
I know.
Really?
Those are two different things. And to get a girl, you know, it's. I think it's fairly easy, you know, like in a way, because you just need to kind of, you know, like if you have that chemistry, if you have that click, you know,
right.
Then it just kind of works out, you know, like you get her interest, you can catch a girl's interest by displaying good manners,
right?
Because
yeah, you see, and everybody, that's what women want. They just want kindness and right.
Yeah, that's so true.
And respect and things like that. Yeah,
yeah. But then the next stage comes in when you have to live up to whatever the image that you had to build to get her attention.
That's true.
You have to live up to it, and you right. have to stay there. You can. I mean, it's not about how high you can jump. It's about can you stay there?
Yeah, a very astute observation. I have to say, you know, I mean, you're right. You're
so,
right about
it's so
that.
True, yeah.
Yeah. So because. And that's so what you're saying is you should probably be yourself, and then you don't have to live up to anything because it's already you.
Sometimes, you know what? Love is like one of the best things that can happen to a human being, because love is the very thing that gives you that energy and inspiration to actually become a better you. So, yeah, you should always be yourself, but you should strive to be the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yeah. That is a good idea.
We're talking to Tatiana Dektar, and you know, maybe you should just change the spelling of it and people will be able to pronounce, because pronouncing it is easy.
Yeah.
Dektar, you know, I mean, it's not like
that's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
You know, just yeah, change it to like Dektar, right? So it's just the K and the Y sort of like get in the
or
way,
just,
you know?
Or just lose the H.
Yeah.
Because that's the one that kind of gets people confused, because they don't expect an H in there because you can't hear it.
Yeah, the KH, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I said H, because, well, in Hebrew, when they write TH, it's like a H, you know, like Dektar, right? But anyway, but one way or another, your name is a conversation piece, so that's an important thing, right?
True.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually concerned when I just got into, like, I just started, like, really focusing on building my acting career. I spoke to a friend of mine, and I said, well, what am I supposed to do, you know, like, with my name? People are struggling to pronounce it correctly, and a lot of times they can't even look me up because they don't know your name.
Yeah,
they don't know my name. They know how to spell it. And he said, well, you're just going to have to be a really good actress, so they make an effort.
Exactly, and they'll remember it, right? I mean, we get a lot of the Russian names and stuff, and, you know, and we remember them when they're like the tennis players and, you know, I mean,
right.
all these, like, I can't even remember all their names, but names that are not traditional, and we remember them because they're big. They become big stars, you know, it's like second nature.
Like, what's this guy's name? The guy from the he's a comedic actor from this month. He's got a beard. Zach Galifianakis.
Galifianakis. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. I know
who that is.
Like, when he came along, I was like, okay, if people can spell his name, I'm good.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, I'm like, this guy is not. This guy doesn't have any problems with his name. I'm like, I'm good. I'm cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But definitely your first name also more or less gives away your origin and everything, because Tatiana is a Russian name, right?
Yeah.
Right.
At some point, I wanted to actually take a stage name.
I was going to ask, did you think about it?
I thought about it for way too long. You know, I'm still kind of thinking about it. But every time I come close to it, I go on social media and I ask my following. I ask, like, how do you guys feel about this name or that name? And most of the people say, no, you keep your name. Yeah. You have a beautiful name. We love your name. I'm like, okay.
Exactly. Because let me tell you, when a man hears Tatiana, look what goes into his mind. A Russian woman, probably beautiful, coming to America, and so I mean, it's
that sums it up.
Yeah, before meeting them, that's what it conjures up in your mind.
Yeah.
So who would not want to meet you? So don't change the name.
Yeah, I love the name.
And besides, first names, I don't think people should change. Last name is different, but first name, you've always been called that. You know, I mean, it's just like last names can get in the way, but I guess some people with first names would argue about that too, that have some foreign names that are hard to pronounce.
Yeah, Tatiana's good though. I mean, your last name's probably going to change at some point anyway. So.
Right. Well, Tatiana D. How about Tatiana D? No, don't do that. That's like too corny. Everybody does that.
Well, surprisingly enough, if you start typing in my name in the search, as long as you get the first three letters of my last name.
Yeah, then you'll be good.
It actually comes up most of the time.
But I'll bet you even if you misspell it, it'll find it.
Yeah.
Right?
It probably will.
Yeah, because it's I mean, Google can do that.
So as long as you get you can get it close enough.
Exactly.
Like if you will type in Tatiana Dick, whatever.
Yeah.
Like Google will tell you, oh, the actress?
Something will pop up.
You're like, yep, that one.
Wow, that's funny. But you know what? At the same time, though, you have a unique name. So when you Google it, you come up first. You know, just like with my name. I mean, there's only, I think, two or three people that come up on Google. In fact, only one other than me that come up on Google. And it's because I have a rather unique combination of names. And you do too. You know, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, think if when you have to go and look for someone like I don't know, like a Maggie Robertson or something. It's going to be like a million of
them. It's so common.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Things like that, you know. So that's what I'm saying. I think it's cool to have a unique name, you know. And
I agree. Unless you get arrested and then you're like, fuck. And you're like, it wasn't me.
Yeah, there's another person with this name. Well, that's funny. But no, I think, you know, you can, I think it, as a foreigner, Chelsea's got the giggles.
I do. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but no, you're funny, Kelsey. I love that. She's funny. Sometimes you don't know where it comes from.
I know.
She comes up with all these gems, you know.
I don't know where it comes from either. Like a sick mind of mine.
So that's cool, you know. I mean, what better job than to come in the morning and just laugh for an
hour,
right? I know,
because I'm imagining like all these mugshots coming up of someone with who's the only person in the world. And they're like, dude, why can't my name be like John Smith? And
yeah, right?
Like, there's a million, I mean, you know.
I know. In fact, it's funny because we have a couple shows here. It's funny about the irony of it all, that there's like a combination also of two separate actions, two separate incidents that involved a host mentioning there's another person like them who's a porn star.
Oh.
Okay? And then they had to change their mind because it wasn't. I mean, because there's so many people, like, you know, if you're like a John Smith or something, you know, and there's others like that, then people can confuse you, of course, you know. But the thing is that If you want to make it, you probably want to have like a unique name. You
yeah, because I'm lucky in that sense too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so easy to find. I'm like yes. the only Kelsey Bolin in the world.
Exactly.
Luckily, everything's good. Fingers crossed. So, you know.
Yeah, but you're easy to find.
Yeah, that's very true. Easy yeah. to find.
I got to tell you, this reminds me that when I was about 20 years old, I dated this girl from Texas. She was from,
oh, yeah?
She was from Lubbock. Okay?
Oh, okay, sure.
And she was like totally drop dead gorgeous. And I mean, we were 20 years old. She was blonde, blue Aww. Eyes, tall, totally Texas look.
Yeah.
And I totally fell for her. And so, but then, you know, that we lived in Vegas at the time. I lived in Vegas. She was in Vegas. We worked together and at the same company. And then we each went his own way. You know, I moved here. She moved, I don't know where. And ever since, I've been trying to find her. I mean, it's friggin' like 30 years.
Oh, dang
still
it.
Haven't been able to find her, you know, because I don't know why.
But you, I mean,
I think I've been able to find like family members of hers or something, you know, but not her.
She's nowhere on social media. No,
nowhere. I can't find her. No. Isn't that something? Maybe yeah. she died, right?
Dude, maybe.
It's possible, right? Yeah. If a person's not around, maybe they're dead, you know?
Yeah.
You never know.
Hey, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's a plausible explanation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's get back to positive things. So, Tatiana, in the last few minutes, tell us some of the things you're working on right now. I mean, you're into acting a lot. Do you do more acting than modeling now?
Yeah, acting is my main career path at this time, and I still do a lot of modeling, but because, you know, when you're acting, you have to have a job on the side. Modeling is my job on the side.
Right, and that pays the bills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I work on a lot of exciting projects right now. I do a lot of work with Bat and the Sun Studio. We I've appeared in their award-winning show, Superpower Beatdown, uh-huh. and I portrayed two characters so far in the episodes that were released. Episode 16 was. Just to let you guys know that this is the show that takes superheroes from different universes and makes them battle.
Like, oh, really?
Like heroes that will never otherwise meet on the big screen. You can see them battle each other. Like, for example, one of the episodes that we've done was Joker and Harley Quinn battling Deadpool and Domino.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Now that's, you know, like one of my favorite episodes so far.
Right.
And
What is it, like a web series or something?
It's a web series. It's a web show that you can actually watch for free online.
So it's on YouTube.
Yes. Yes, and it's a lot of fun. And another episode, I portrayed Mary Jane Watson in Spider-Man versus Darth Maul.
Wow, how
so
cool
so far
is that?
It's Domino and Mary Jane, and there's a couple more coming up soon. We're finishing up filming Nightwing versus Winter Soldier. That's the next one, and I play Black Widow in that one.
So tell me something. So you had to get into comic books to get into this, or were you into comic books before? I mean,
I was into superheroes.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, I was into superheroes.
At least in the movies, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what about comic books too?
Not as much comic books at first, you know, like I got into it later, but mostly, you know, my superhero, my love for superhero culture, like, came from the movies originally, because when I was growing up, I didn't really have a lot of, you know, like, access to, like, comic books and stuff like that.
Exactly, but movies were there.
But movies were there, yeah. And, yeah, and, you know, how can you not, you know, like, fall in love with,
with Batman,
Superman,
yeah.
Batman, Spider-Man, you know, I mean, they're amazing, aren't they?
Yeah, well, now men get somebody to drool over with the new Wonder Woman, so we'll see. You know, I mean, yeah. There's not a lot of female. Unfortunately, I don't know why there are not more female superheroes. You know, there should be.
There's actually a lot of female
there
superheroes.
There are, but not compared to males.
Well, it starts shifting towards, you know, shedding some light on, you know, like some female superheroes in the industry right now. But yeah, I mean, originally, like, everybody, when you originally think of a hero, who do you picture? You picture a man protecting women and
right,
children.
Right.
You know, like, so
damsels in distress.
Definitely the flagship of the superhero world belongs to men.
Right.
And then next thing that you think of is like, well, what do women do? All the same thing. They protect everyone
right.
they can to the best of their ability
right.
as well.
Except they look hot you and know? Stuff. So that's, and those comic book geeks, they love that stuff, you know. So
it's the great, it's a great time to be a geek.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this. This is like a golden era
it
of
really
the geek
is.
Culture.
So tell us again, what's the name of the web series and where can people see it?
Well, one of them is Beth and the Sons, Superpower Beat Down, and you can find it online on YouTube. Just type in Super Power Beat Down and enjoy watching it. And another one that I'm working on right now is 6 Feet Down Under, which is a lot of people that work together on a beat down work on this one as well, because we kind of it's a tight community, so we kind of all know each other. And this one is directed by Sean Piccinino, and I play the daughter of the Russian mob boss in that
okay.
one.
Okay.
Yeah, this actually we're filming tomorrow, so
oh fun. Yeah. That'll be fun.
That sounds good. So you do this a lot, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, so you did a couple of episodes and stuff. I can see this 2.2 million views. Are you serious?
Depends. Wow. Depends which one you're talking about.
Spider-Man versus Darth Maul.
Oh, that one is at 6 million something right now.
I'm looking here on Facebook. It says 2 million, but you know what? That's a lot. Bad in the Sun has 1.5 million subscribers. Who are they? I mean, how do they get so much... Have they been around for a while, these guys that are making this?
Yeah, a few years now.
Really?
A few years now.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a
I'm gonna have to check
rapidly,
it out.
Rapidly growing company. There's a lot of like great things on the way. And I'm super excited about one particular episode that I'm really looking forward to that we basically finishing up filming as well, is Wonder Woman versus Wolverine. That that should come out by the end of this
okay,
year.
Okay, so Wonder Woman, you see I mentioned her, you can totally do Wonder Woman.
Right.
That's what I
amazing.
Did in the episode. I portrayed Wonder Woman in that episode.
Awesome, and you know what? And the new one has an accent too, so it's going to be perfect. She's got an Israeli accent, you have a Russian accent, everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Wow, very cool. Well, I'm going to watch this. I mean, I respect any video that gets that many views. And that means that people have seen you that many times. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Let me know when you watch it. Let me know what you think.
I will. And we'll talk about it, too. I'm sure I will. Because, like I said, I'm impressed. And to know the star of this particular one would be nice. Right? So there you go. Tatiana, hold on a second. Let me just close this YouTube thing so it doesn't start playing on us. Tatiana Dektar, everybody can go and find out everything that she does. Very creative. And I don't know, a dream girl as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for contacting us, for coming on the show. You're definitely a lot of fun. And you see, we didn't leave a moment of space for you. No dead air, no nothing.
We were yapping
right?
the whole time.
Exactly. She was worried because she described other shows and all that stuff, but not here. Here we have a lot to talk about. In fact, you're welcome back anytime. We could fill another hour, no problem.
Thank you so
much. We haven't even covered half your life yet.
I know.
Right?
I have a lot of stories to tell.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. Everybody's got a story. Some of us more than just one. Right, Kelsey?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Well, you're in a funny, giggly mood today. That's good, Kelsey.
No, I know.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tatiana, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Much success to you. All the best. I know you're going to do very well. You've done so far very well. Like you said, your path, your journey, and it seems to be a good one, you know? Have you had like any tough lessons in your life yet, do you feel?
Plenty, but I think those are stories that we're going to save for the
exactly,
next time when we have a little bit more time.
I'm not asking you for them right now. Believe me. They're going to kick my ass if I don't get off the air now. But thank you, everybody, for joining us. God, the wind out there, Kelsey.
Dude,
can
it's
you
bizarre.
See it?
I know.
I mean, the The trees are just like all over the place.
I know.
Wow. Anyway, thank you all for joining us, folks. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you all here on Monday.
Bye, guys. Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.